My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and the former dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He's been our guest many different times as the debate over the definition of marriage, both in various states and at the national level, have gone through the legislative and judicial process. Matt, let's talk a little bit about the political aspect of this now. Of course, we're kind of ramping up towards the 2016 campaign, and you'll remember, I'm sure, from the 2013 Windsor decision that at the time of the oral arguments and at the time of the verdict in June, there wasn't a lot of commentary from national Republican figures. There was just a story in the New York Times on Sunday talking about how the Republican leadership is thrilled that this is coming to the Supreme Court because no matter how it's decided, the issue is essentially off the table and they won't have to answer for it. It's an issue they're uncomfortable dealing with. They quote several different candidates from different areas on the conservative spectrum, and they've all kind of decided it's nothing they want to make a priority. Chris Christie called it a settled issue when the Supreme Court refused to hear appeals from the Midwest. Mike Pence said people are free to disagree with court decisions, but we are not free to disobey them. Scott Walker said it's over for us in Wisconsin. And most recently, of course, Jeb Bush said we live in a democracy, and regardless of our disagreements, we have to respect the rule of law. So what's your sense on where the Republicans are, and what's your evaluation of their position?
I think they're weak, they're wrong historically, and they deserve no one's vote for being that kind of person who comes out and makes such a statement as a politician. Governor Scott Walker, Governor Pence, Governor Chris Christie, former Governor Jeb Bush, they're wrong. They need to go back and look at history. Abraham Lincoln didn't say, well, you know, the Supreme Court spoke on Dred Scott. I'm personally opposed to slavery, but, you know, the courts have spoken. We're going to continue to impose slavery. No, he opposed it. He advocated that this was wrong. Thomas Jefferson, he didn't say, well, you know, the Libel and Sedition Act of 1789, I don't like it. It violates free speech. You can't protest the government under that. I think that that's wrong, but we've got to uphold it. Now, what did he do? He completely advocated disobedience to it, and he got into a conflict with Abigail Adams because her husband, John Adams, was a supporter of that law. So they need to look historically at what has actually happened, and they need to have some guts. Now, this is an issue that is not some side tangential issue. This is a fundamentally reshaping of our society. It is a clash with religious freedom of unprecedented proportions, and if they don't get it, they don't get my vote.
Matt, do you get the sense that primary voters are of that same mindset?
I think many primary voters are of that mindset. They want somebody who will speak truth, who will speak boldly. The people of this country don't want these mealy, weak-backed, weak-kneed politicians. I think they're frankly sick and tired of the courts deciding these major social issues for them when they know that the courts have no authority to do so.
And finally, what do you make of the idea that the party, or at least many in the party, think that once the court rules one way or another, the issue is essentially settled?
I think if the Republican Party or any party ultimately goes off the farm on same-sex marriage, that party is no longer worthy of support. I think that it's time for another party. I think that that hasn't happened with the Republican Party, but certainly it's happened with some of the Republican candidates. And I think people need to just simply write in different candidates and vote different candidates that have the backbone. Here's two things you can't compromise on. You can't compromise on life. If a candidate doesn't get that, they don't get your vote. And you can't compromise on the natural created order of marriage as a man and a woman. If they don't get those very simple, basic facts, how are you going to get them to figure out whether they ought to balance the budget or what are they going to do if Iran has a nuclear weapon? If they can't get the basic kindergarten kind of fundamental foundation values, then how can they get anything else? They're not deserving of our time and certainly not of our votes.
Matt, we'll certainly be watching what happens at the court in the months ahead, as well as many of these candidates on the trail. Thank you very much for being with us, as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and the former dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.